Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's plenty of good reasons to be afraid of the water. Personally, I go for sharks, jellyfish, killer whales, drowning, and piranhas. But in video games, there's even more reasons to be afraid of the water. Developers seem to enjoy designing the craziest or most downright terrifying creatures to inhabit bodies of water in games. These creatures can be even creepier given the limited controls players generally have when their characters are forced to dive in and meet these beasties head on. Though sometimes the things hiding in the murky depths may not be dangerous, it doesn't change the fact that these aquatic nightmares have left their mark on gamers and caused many to think twice about stepping into any body of water. Time to hold your breath and take a look at some truly terrifying aquatic monstrosities, from the safety of your home, of course. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 utterly terrifying underwater game creatures. Number 10, Great Colored Carp, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Koi fish, also known as colored carp, are considered graceful, beautiful, and represent good luck and fortune. The great colored carp, a giant koi fish from Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, is a huge monstrosity with a human-like face and rows of human teeth. Found in the late-game location Fountainhead Palace, the great colored carp is introduced when Sekiro tries to cross a bridge. The enormous fish leaps out of the water, destroying the bridge and swimming down into the deep. Eventually, Sekiro dives into the water, searching for a hidden entrance to the palace. Following the great colored carp, the fish becomes aggressive, and if it spots the player, it will attack. There are hiding places, but if the carp sees you, it can destroy the building you're hiding in. Later on, Sekiro is given the option to feed the great colored carp and get an up-close and personal look at the monstrosity. There's also the option to poison the supposedly immortal fish, and many players found great joy feeding the poisoned meal to it. But the true horror of this overfed fish is the implication it used to be human. After killing the great colored carp, players can happen upon a former pot noble who's transformed into a carp. Curious. Number 9, the Kraken, Sea of Thieves. To those who've ever dreamed of being a pirate, Sea of Thieves provided the much needed opportunity to sail the seas and attack other pirates, stealing their booty and pride in one fell swoop. Half the fun is going on treasure hunts or simply sailing around looking for trouble. With the ability to play with friends to create your own crew of hopefully fearsome pirates, Sea of Thieves has taken the sandbox style of gameplay and built a loyal fanbase eager to solve riddles and search for buried treasure. But what would a pirate game be, really, without some nasty sea creatures attacking your ship? The Kraken is a tentacled beast of legend eager to drag your ship and crew down into the briny depths. Imagine sailing the open seas when suddenly the water darkens around your ship. Tentacles rise from the water and one wraps around your ship. Your crew tries to fight it off, but one is suddenly pulled from the ship into another tentacle. These aren't your typical tentacles either. Each has a mouth at the end, eager to take a delicious bite of your crew. A first-time encounter with the beast is terrifying, and depending on the size of your ship and crew, it can be a real challenge to take down. Only the true legendary pirates of the sea should even attempt to take on this creature. Number 8, Dragon, Super Metroid. What's scarier than an alien lobster? An alien lobster with a scorpion-like tail that stabs you when it grabs you with its 8 creepy arm legs? Sure, but how about you add some screaming faces on its head? Perfect. And with that horrifying description, Dragon from Super Metroid enters this list. This alien crustacean may not be a fan favorite like Ridley, but it deserves to be recognized for how creepy it is. The room you fight Dragon in is completely submerged, and the floor is littered with the corpses of creatures. At first you don't see the nasty beastie, only a few of its babies flittering around the room. But soon, Dragon makes its grand entrance. Zooming in, Samus barely gets a look at the green shrimp before it disappears, only to dive back in seconds later. When it finally does slow down to give players a look, some wish it had it. With a bulbous head and bloodshot eyes, Dragon's body is covered in a hard shell. Its only weak spot is its soft underbelly, if you can hit it. Keen-eyed players may also notice interesting shapes in Dragon's head as well. Distorted, screaming expressions cover its bulbous head, reminding players what they might be looking like if they don't remember to take out the three wall cannons in the room before Dragon appears. Number 7. Reaper Leviathan, Subnautica. Any players with a severe fear of the ocean should probably steer clear of Subnautica. But for those brave enough to dive into the beautiful depths of planet 4546 BC, there are plenty of other horrors awaiting you. The alien planet is covered mostly by water, and after a crash lands your character in the middle of it, you must collect resources and explore it in order to escape. Exploration, though daunting, is essential. Until you go that one exploratory step too far and you hear something new in the distance. You don't see anything, so you keep exploring. The sound gets louder and seems to be coming from behind you. Suddenly, a massive face with four mandibles appears in front of your face, sending you into a screaming fit, echoing the roars you were hearing. And congratulations, you've met your first Reaper Leviathan. This is the first real threat you meet in the game. These massive sea monsters are notorious for sneaking up on new players and scaring the living daylights out of them. Seeing one of these frightening creatures swimming in the water above you is just as terrifying, especially when it turns that horned head and two pairs of eyes your way. The most terrifying fact? There are even larger creatures further in the deep. Number 6. Clanker, Banjo-Kazooie. Not all terrifying creatures of the deep are bad, some are just programmed to look that way. Case in point, Clanker, the garbage disposal cyborg shark whale in Banjo-Kazooie. Though he's not an enemy, many players first encountered this clanking, belching creature with surprise. This was due mostly to how Banjo enters Clanker's room. Swimming through a pipe, the camera only reveals Clanker's giant, sharp teeth at first, sometimes even his whole mouth opening in a belch. His speaking sounds, unlike other characters in the game, are long and low like a whale. Swimming fully into the room, assuming players didn't immediately nope out and swim to the surface, you're greeted by Clanker's large dead eyes that follow you as you swim around his head. After realizing he's not an enemy, you notice other things about Clanker. His metallic shell has openings where flesh is clearly seen, and a large chain holding him beneath the water. He tells the player that he hates the dirty water, but is forced to stay submerged while he eats trash. Players need to help loosen his chain so he can rise to the surface and breathe fresh air. He rewards Banjo with a jiggy. A terrifying design for a not-so-terrifying, pretty sad story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, The Mermaid, Inside. Playdead's second game following their critically acclaimed Limbo follows in its predecessor's footsteps. With its interesting art style and approach to storytelling, Inside has players in control of a boy. They're not told a name or where to go, but there's only one option, forward. Traversing through a world where something's clearly wrong, the boy's chased by dogs, men, crazed worm-infested pigs, and the mermaid. Honestly, screw this thing. It almost made me put the game down for good. Encounters with it are so not cool. Though there isn't a canon name given to the mermaid, the name given by players is fitting. The boy encounters a strange silhouette floating in the water behind glass with wires attached to it. When he's forced to jump into the water with the body, there's a moment of tense fear. The body doesn't move and the player urges the boy forward. Halfway across the room, the body comes to life, swimming frighteningly fast and quickly catching up to the boy. Thus begins the most terrifying section of the game, a game of chase where if the boy loses, he drowns. Even when coming across the submarine, the danger isn't gone. Dally too long and the mermaid will smash the glass and kill the boy. The challenge combined with the creepy character design makes this one a slam dunk for those wanting a good scare. Number 4, Vortex Queen, Echo the Dolphin. It was supposed to be a fun game where you got to play as a dolphin, and then aliens came in and kidnapped all of the living creatures in Echo's home. To be fair, the overall feel of the game, even though you play as a dolphin, is off-putting. The music isn't an expected cheerful and chanting explosion of fun, in fact it's more reminiscent of a horror film, building tension as the player swims through each level trying to find out what happened to their pod. The final level of the game involves Echo the Dolphin entering a giant tube to reach the planet of the Vortex. Drones attack, but these aren't the true horror waiting for Echo. That dubious honor goes to the Vortex Queen, a giant head from H.R. Giger's nightmares. Somehow this charming game of a dolphin has turned into an alien spin-off. Not to mention she's too large to fully fit on the screen, and as you fight her, Echo knocks her jaw off. Oh, and she makes a terrifying hissing sound the entire fight. The box art gave nothing away about the final fight, so it's safe to say an entire generation of children was super scarred when they found out the real villains of this game. Number 3, Lurker Sharks, Jak and Daxter. Jak and Daxter is not necessarily a game one would think of with any form of the word terrifying. The bright colours, upbeat music and kooky characters are more likely to bring a sense of calm and fun enjoyment as players traverse the game. Players go through different levels collecting precursor orbs and fighting enemies who want to use Dark Echo to destroy the world. But try to venture too far from the safety of the shore or waste too much time swimming in deep water and players were greeted with an orange and yellow shape materialising from the dark water, the Lurker Shark. Jak and Daxter has a lot of platforming elements in its gameplay. Sometimes that platforming occurs over water, and it definitely added extra incentive to make jumps when a bulbous bellied beast is waiting for you. Many players felt the jackhammering of their hearts anytime they fell into the watery depths, knowing they had limited time to find a way out before being swallowed whole in an instant. It's common for developers to try to create interesting ways to keep players from going out of bounds beyond the traditional invisible wall. Some are effective, and some unintentionally scar children from ever wanting to set foot in the ocean. Number 2, Del Lago, Resident Evil 4. What can be said about Resident Evil 4 and Leon's luscious locks that hasn't already been said? Leon's on the search for the kidnapped daughter of the President of the United States in the remote mountains of Spain. Cue the crazy villagers being controlled by a crazy madman, and you've got yourself the beginnings of an action-packed survival horror. But when Leon needs to cross a lake to get to his next goal, you encounter a giant beast dwelling beneath the seemingly calm surface. Del Lago was an early experiment with the Plaga parasite that transformed a simple salamander into a leviathan with the craving for human flesh. After the anchor of Leon's boat catches on Del Lago, players must throw harpoons at the beast as it drags the tiny boat across the lake. The murky water, the lack of an arsenal, even if players splurged and bought the rocket launcher, and the gaping maw of the slimy creature charging Leon burned nightmarish images of giant salamanders into the minds of many players. Even defeating it isn't the end. As Del Lago's corpse sinks to the bottom of the lake, a rope catches Leon's leg, and any players who put their controllers down after an exhausting fight were quick to learn not even cutscenes are safe. Number 1, Unagi the Eel, Super Mario 64. With its bright colours, cheerful music, and lovable characters, the last thing most players expected was to find themselves face to face with the polygonal horror deep underwater. Mario 64 is remembered for innovating games and bringing them into the 3D world. But in Stage 3, the ironically named Jolly Roger Bay introduced thousands of children to a terrifying face peering at them from the inside of the sunken ship. Unagi the Eel waits for Mario, only its face visible as the plucky plumber dives into the depths. That face, however, has large dead eyes and a mouth filled with razor-sharp teeth. Approach too closely and Unagi shoots out, attempting to take a bite out of Mario's blue overalls, and players are greeted by the seemingly endless body of the massive eel. If this was the only time Mario encountered the menacing beastie, it would be no problem. But then the second mission has you lure Unagi out again and chase it around trying to snatch a shiny star off its tail. In future titles of Mario, Unagi became known as Moray's, a play on the word moray, and he'd continue to terrify players whenever Mario took the plunge into the water.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.